Steve Seltzer, Frank Lefevre.
Good afternoon. As I told the WBAI board at a recent meeting, one has to proceed with a great deal of caution to introduce good humor into any of these meetings. I've come up with a slogan for Pacifica and any of the stations, which, when you hear it said aloud, it sounds like an apology, but when you see it in writing, it embodies many of the ideals of Pacifica and its subordinate stations. When you hear it said to err is human, it sounds like an apology. But when you read to err is human, it sounds to me as if it might make a catchy slogan that it could be used perhaps on stationery, but also on buttons, shirts, T-shirts, things that you might use to make a little money. So I give it to you, and I hope you'll make good use of it.
Thank you. Yeah. Frank Lefevre, Carolyn Burden.
Hello, I'm Frank Lefevre, and I want to say it was a hell of a good party last night, and need a good job. Good job. At the party and in between sessions, I've met people from the on the board face to face. I've got to say, I'm really impressed with people very favorably on an individual basis. As a group, I don't think you have quite grasped your rights, your responsibilities, and your liabilities as directors of a corporation. I don't think you quite grasp that Dan Coughlin and Lonnie Hicks and all the GMs work for you. You do not work for them. They do not tell you what is convenient to give you. You tell them what you need. And if any of them delays for one day a director trying to find the information she needs to figure out whether there's any waste, inefficiency, or wrongdoing at a station, you are liable for that failure. And as regards local autonomy, if any local station board improperly suspends somebody in a kangaroo court, and I was there, you are liable for the consequences, and the consequences are not just necessarily legal consequences in terms of a lawsuit, but consequences in terms of an erosion of orderly process throughout the whole Pacifica station, because what was used there can be used elsewhere and will be used if you do not act. And if you do not act, the consequences are upon you.
Carolyn Burden, Alex Steinberg.
Good morning, people. Thank you, Nia, and your committee, because I had to leave early, but it was a wonderful party, and you did a great job on it. A few things I want to say. One of them, I hope I can get them all in, and I hope I'm allowed the extra 30 seconds that Io Harrington was allowed and a few other people besides.
Quickly.
I'm very disappointed that this board has not upheld the rule of law, and I hope you think, as you realize what you did, that any one of you is liable to be voted out of office by a simple majority on your boards for any sort of trumped-up reason. If that doesn't scare you, you should know how very angry so many of us are that this board has not upheld the bylaws, the simple bylaws, on that particular issue. Another point is about the election committee conflict. I am on the National Elections Committee, and one of the problems we have with people getting to that is that some of the people doing the complaining, not just on that committee but on many committees, think that they must be on every single committee there is, and of course they're going to have trouble getting to those meetings. If I don't want to ask the board to restrict board members or LSB members to certain committees, but you can't do it that way. We need a permanent calendar for every committee, the same day of every month, to be set up in advance, and people may not join committees and then try to jockey the schedule to suit their own personal wishes. This is really not fair to the rest of us who meet on those committees. Another point I'd like to make is that the Elections Committee should not be suppressed. The problems that exist around the elections are there. Many people throughout the network are trying to suppress any discussion of those problems. They were real. And while I'm happy that you took a step to vote for somebody to do something about it, I would ask you to vote for an independent forensic audit of the elections. Nobody on this board should have anything to say in terms of controlling an investigation into the elections. We are all too much involved. And the other conflict of interest comes around the question of the any committee that people were asked to join, and that is the committees of LSBs. There is too much, conflict of interest, so that, for instance, in a discussion of the suspension case at BAI and Pacifica, the three members from BAI really should recuse themselves. They have no business ruling on that because they ruled against the person who, in fact, is being investigated. It doesn't seem fair. Thank you.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg, Gerald Sanders.
Thank you, board members, for coming to our wonderful city. I'm sorry again that so much of your time is being taken up with considerations of WBAI. The fact of the matter is WBAI is a mess. We have a critical financial situation. We have a loss of listeners. At the heart of it is a problem of listener disenfranchisement. Cut out of decision-making processes at all levels at WBI and its governing bodies. We have a GM search committee that has a majority of non-listeners, staff members. We have a program council. I don't even, you may not be aware of it. We have a program council at this station that does not have a single listener representative on it, not even one token. And it's not just listener disenfranchisement. We also have a case of staff disenfranchisement. We recently had a staff election. Okay, I'm not challenging the honesty of anyone involved in that, but the process was completely rotten. The election supervisor himself admitted that he never vetted the list of the staff election. He accepted a list that was given to him by a member of one of the factions involved in the election. That does not compute. We also have the recent violation of the bylaws by the local station board. You cannot allow these matters to stand. Now, what is it I'm asking you to do? Obviously, you're not in a position to fix all the problems at WBAI, but what you can do is prevent the powers that be at this station from further institutionalizing listener disenfranchisement. Do not allow our outgoing lame duck general manager to sign any contracts that institutionalize GM search committees that cut out the listeners. Do not allow them to make any new hirees. Do not allow violations of bylaws by the local station board to go unanswered.
Gerald Sanders.
I try to be friendly and nice and loving. Well, I ain't got but one, so I got to kind of share the truth with you. You know, disclosure is not negotiable. It was disgraceful to hear people talking about, well, I'm going to let you do this and then you do that. No. I'm going to read it. I got this T-shirt here, and it's amazing. Director's Inspection Rights. Pacifica Bylaws, Article 12, Section 3, California's Corporation Code 6334. Every director or his or her designated agent shall have the absolute, there's the word, absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all of the Foundation's books, records, and documents of every kind, and to inspect the physical properties of the Foundation. Period. The discussion is over. The question is, who's stopping it, and why do they still have a job here? What's going on here? I'm sorry. This is wrong. Disclosure. If you don't do anything else, if you don't complete a report or do your minutes, you're supposed to look at the damn documents and see what's happening. What's wrong with Pacifica? What we see is all this time waste over talking about things like disclosure, where there's really nothing to talk about. We see people putting in their time to help. And then, like with the election committee last year, we had an election committee. They came back, they gave a report. I was on the board last year. They said, don't do this, this is what we should do. It was totally ignored. And what happened? All those problems came up in the election. Every one of them. Now, so the work of people is ignored and unappreciated. And then what happens? Unfortunately, the weak quit. They walk away, disgusted. And the cycle starts again. When are you going to break this damn cycle? Stand up. Be a real board member.
Richard, I can't read the last. Is that what it is?
That's probably Phelps.
Phelps, okay.
Good afternoon again. Thank you for the wonderful party last night. Thank you, Ray, for putting that together. Good music. I love that woman singer. She was great, the guitar. A couple of things have come to mind. I watch these meetings. I listen to them when I'm not here. And I see a lot of things that bother me. Number one, I see a lot of conflicts of interest being handled. And, Mike, I want you to pay more attention to it because you know this. You got to speak up more about those when they happen, okay? Because you're a lawyer, you know what a conflict of interest is. We deal with that. I'm a lawyer, too. We deal with that all the time. And things happen where people, you know, you do not have the fox guarding the hen house. You do not have people with interest. And I'll just give you one example. On our local board last year, there was an issue up about a certain program. The executive producer of that program was on the board. She voted on that issue. Can't do that. Read the bylaws. It says conflict of interest. There's a whole section in there. But also, things are commonsensical. When you have a direct interest in something, you can't vote on it. And you guys got to be careful about that because you're going to set up some problems. They're going to get you in trouble. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is the listeners, folks. Because if we do not give deference to those people that pay for all of this, then we're just some other bureaucratic top-down organization like the U.S. government. And what's the point of it? I'm serious. Those are the people that pay for all of this. They're the ones out there that want something different than corporate brainwashing. And that's what we're here to give them. And if we don't do that, if all we worry about is our own little piece of cheese out there, our airtime, our job, our this, our that, we don't have a progressive, or might I say revolutionary, focus of trying to combat this 1984 Orwellian monster that's trying to eat us all up. We're just playing, and we ought to go home.
Alambe Brah.
Sorry.
And Ariana Fishman.
First of all, I'm so glad that the board had a chance to come to New York. Sorry, in such circumstances. For instance, if you were to believe that the scurrilous propaganda that was put out here yesterday about what's supposed to be happening at this particular institution, if you were to believe that the scurrilous propaganda that was circulated in this particular meeting yesterday, you're really off base. You really need to have a meeting that deals with what's happening at BAI. Because it is not by happenstance that we're having these problems. It's one of the most covert, diabolical intrusion into trying to have a organization that's really based on diversity. It's been that way for a long time, and I'm not trying to deal with it right now. But I'm saying to you that people who come up here before these microphones, I wasn't even going to speak. But I felt I had to say this because you'll go away thinking about the party yesterday and not thinking that you've been partied on. Because you have to know what's going on here in New York. And you can then make the judgment. But I'm sure that if you really do that in an honest way, some of the things that people have been talking about will just flitter away. There's a serious problem we have here, and race is at the basis of it, and false incrimination. And until we get to that, you want to just destroy BAI, you destroy Pacifica.
It's Fishman and Sandra Rivers.
Hi. That's all right, I got it. Yeah, thank you. Hi. I want to issue a belated welcome to the new board, just like the old board. And I don't want any of you to take this personally, because I know that each of you individually are working very hard and doing the right thing. And I think that probably what Pacifica has achieved here is an incredible calculus, where the sum of the collective whole is less than the individual parts. I mean, what have we accomplished this weekend? What have we accomplished? We had 6 or 7 gutted financial proposals, moving away from transparency. And how is this going to help our neglected and brutalized and deprived and disenfranchised, disempowered, voiceless communities of color and the ethnic and cultural and political minorities when they can't even see the books that and how the money is being spent, which protects their voice, which protects their communities? This is a great move in the right direction we've accomplished this week. And what else have we done? We've created a blue ribbon affirmative action proposal with secret silent lawyers. It's hard to know who has more voice, the voiceless lawyers or the voiceless whose voices they're alleging to protect. It's really frightening. And then I want to talk about workers' rights and workers' contracts, workplace democracy. Who are the contracts between, and who are the workers that they're protecting? We are working for a foundation that was created that was founded to create a war resistance among the working class. That's the community. Now, how does a contract with no accountability to the community, no questions about what the workers at the station owe the community, help the working class and help the workers? If you disenfranchise the community and the community's voice, neither the workers in the community nor the workers at the station are going to be protected. And the question is really, who are the workers' contracts between?
Okay.
I would just like to finish this point.
Mm-hmm.
The contracts are between the community and the people at the station. Who does the management represent? The community hires the management. The community hires the staff. The community hires the people on the radio to represent them and to protect us from whom? It's really to protect us from the government and the FCC. So we should really rethink the construction of these contracts. It's not between workers and management. It's between us
Time.
And the government.
Thank you. Sandra Rivers, Ken Laufer.
I just want to reiterate the comments by Marilyn Vogt Downey. And it is unfortunate if there aren't minutes or taping. Is there taping?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I just want to reiterate the comments of Marilyn Vogt Downey, for one, who focused on the content of the Pacifica stations. And she was specifically speaking of BAI. And I think it's very important that the world has changed drastically. And Pacifica Network programming needs to be reviewed and looked at and determined how you know, arrive at some determinations, some program changes as to how Pacifica Network can help bring this country back at least towards the middle, very actively, not, you know, by osmosis or something. It's not just going to happen. Pacifica can play a very important role over the next few years in educating people about what's really happening. And I think it's very important to pay attention to a number of the issues, the subjects that Marilyn spoke to, aren't being heard, at least at BAI. It might be happening at the other stations. That's it.
Thank you. Ken Laufer.
I'd like to address the removal of Gary Null from WBAI. The health professionals who replaced him on the air are sweet, gentle, nice people, as opposed to Gary Null. The information is also accurate and important. However, they lack the forcefulness that Gary Null has. They're sort of like Gary Null light. And you see, making changes in health habits is brutally hard work. And Gary Null challenged us like probably few people in history do. Also, Gary Null's forceful fight against big medicine and his hidden agenda series is very much in line with the best work that Pacifica does, or is supposed to do. The new people are very weak on these issues. I especially want to mention Gary Null's lonely, increasingly less lonely, I guess, but very scientific, in my opinion, fights to show that the HIV virus is not the cause of AIDS. Now, if this is true, this makes the HIV/AIDS situation in the world the biggest fraud in human history. And I think that this deserves wider airing. Okay, I'd just like to also mention, of course, the obvious reason that Gary Null's firing from BAI is not a good idea is that it's stupid. I mean, he took away the largest audience and the largest fundraiser, maybe besides Amy Goodman. So it was just very stupid also.
Jane Jackson. Raphael. Renteria. And Bokeem.
I'm glad you're all back. I simply want to reiterate much of what I've heard about listener participation and remind all of you that we, the listeners, pay the bill. And somebody said to me about the issue of access and compliance with the civil rights of people with disabilities. You mean the Americans with Disabilities Act? No. I'm sorry, I don't. I mean Section 504 of the 1973 Rehabilitation Act that has encumbered federal money since 1977. And so as you talk about the troubles you may be in, may I remind you that some of us have been sitting very patiently waiting for you to understand the denial in which you're living. As we are at war, we are creating thousands of severely disabled people, and we are making no more provisions for them than you are for how you're dealing with the future. And I'm not threatening, I am promising, in the spirit of the people who put this network together and honed my zeal for justice and abhorrence for injustice, that I'm not going to stop until justice rains down like water, and raining down like it's rained here in New York. So please, 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 get your act together and don't do this again. Find an executive director who either knows what he or she is doing or knows where to get the information so we do the planning that I asked for at the first IPNB meeting, a financial audit, a program audit, and a facilities audit. Without all of them, we cannot move forward intelligently.
Thank you. Raphael. and Bokeem.
I'm not really known for being at a loss for words, but I almost am because there's so many problems to address that I don't know where to start. So I'm going to try to keep it simple and maybe sum up some things that are pertinent. I've been around this this network for 30 years and around the struggle for the last 6, 8, 10 years, depending on how you count it. And what I see operative is really frightening. What I see operative is a kind of persecutorial mania. And it really stood out to me very starkly yesterday when Lonnie made his presentation calling upon you to take your fiduciary responsibility and the definition he gave for that, when he laid out a crisis the network is going to be facing that is a profound dimension, and all we could do was to find ways to persecute the managers and try to draw out contradictions in them and pin them on different problems that are happening in the network. I think that, you know, look, I'm a part of a faction, okay? But I really try to keep the overall interests of the network as a whole foremost in my thinking. The call that Lonnie made for this body to raise funds in light of the upcoming crisis, I saw at least. I mean, it's pretty easy math, and I'm not very good at math, but it's pretty easy math that when Dan leaves, and as we get into having an interim director, that a lot of the weight of what's going to happen is going to be falling on Lonnie, right? And I don't get the sense that he walked away with, like, a real sense of, like, you guys were about to, like, really throw down and support him and raise money and figure out how to organize things, because the questions that were asked afterwards certainly didn't indicate that. You know, we have to draw some lines, and those lines are political, you know. We hear this constant barrage of criticism about this network. And we have to ask ourselves, what is it about? Because it is not about all the details of it. It is about politics. And those politics are primarily the politics of race, class, and gender. And the people who are making the criticisms fall on one side of that line or another. And it's time that we make some decisions about what's going to happen. You know, I want to see people get involved in raising some money. If not, we're not going to have a race and nationality policy, and this network is going to go down the tubes because of the same thing is... I mean, look, democracy has become a dangerous experiment in this network. I'll tell you the truth. You know, it has become a dangerous experiment. Now, I didn't think it was going to be like that, but it has been. It has become that. If we can't pay attention when the real crisis comes because we're so busy fighting, it's become that. So thank you so much.
Bokeem. And Sharon Davis next.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you all right, pick fine. It up.
All right.
Wait a minute. Let's start all over again.
Okay. There's a. It's been raised here because, you know, there are factional differences. And, you know, truth is in the eyes of the beholder. And so... there's a question about the elections that's been raised, you know, there's a lot of accusations, and I, you know, I advise everyone to check out and investigate very seriously if you are interested in why these accusations are being made by a losing faction, and why they are so interested in reading the, getting into these books. They keep raising these questions about, wanting to see the books. So, you know, you have to wonder, is it spying for a covert agenda? And so there's also the question here about listener disenfranchisement. I happen to be the outreach coordinator at WBAI, and I happen to notice that when I get around that people are very, very aware. I don't see them, however, of the station. They may not be interested in the politics, but everybody's not out fighting about the war either. You know, there's some people fighting about tenants' rights, and they're fighting about domestic violence. So people pick their issues that they want to struggle over. And there's a question about, is there loyalty to the station? And that is a question that I think we mostly need to be concerned with. Are you concerned about the goals of where, of what this network is supposed to serve, as opposed to the issue of telling people don't support the station, and then supporting a person who comes on the air and tells people not to support the station? You have to question these motives or this assessment that people have when they turn around and tell you somebody is the greatest person, that we lost a great voice on the air. Because all of us who held jobs I know that you cannot come up against your employer and say something negative against your employer and then turn around and wonder why you got fired from your job.
Thank you. Sharon Davis, Jim Davis.
Hello? Okay. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Sharon Davis, Sharon T. Davis, and I want to thank Nia and the hospitality committee for that wonderful reception that we all enjoyed last night. And I also want to say to all of you that I was very pleased to meet most of you, all of you. I didn't mean it that way. No, really. I haven't met all of you, but I like all of you. Okay. Now, okay. No, seriously. I want to speak a moment as the Secretary of the Finance Committee at WBAI. I've been the Secretary of the Finance Committee since the very first meeting. I've never missed a meeting. I've never missed a working group in 1 year. All right? And so I'm very knowledgeable about what's going on in our financial situation at WBAI. And I listened to some previous speakers come up here and make statements. For example, one speaker said that we're losing listeners. Now, at our last meeting, our business manager, Indra Hardat, made a report and reported that we have approximately 8,000 new listener members, not just listeners, listener members, between 7,500 and 8,000. Now, that's a fact, all right? The last Arbitron ratings showed WBAI as listenership increasing, all right? And people constantly say we're losing listeners, but they don't produce any empirical data to support that. And I would also like to say I appreciate Lonnie Hicks' definition of fiduciary as being from the Latin fidelis, as loyalty, and having a broader definition of what our responsibility is to the mission of Pacifica. And just in closing, I would like to say that I'm somewhat troubled when allegations are put out in the public and put on the public record, as was done with the Election Review Committee. And I'm very troubled because I see this in our Finance Committee. Allegations are put out there and based on rumors, and I really think that you should really consider what the word transparency really means. It doesn't mean a fishing expedition. It doesn't mean...
Time.
Thank you. It doesn't mean grilling our general manager to the point of resignation and harassment, and that's what I witnessed in our Finance Committee. Thank you very much.
Jim Davis and Marion Borenstein.
Our CFO described the perfect storm, but not one manager mentioned anything they would say no to, nothing they'd cut by 10%. They only mentioned proposed new expenses. Hello, Lonnie was not wearing a Santa Claus outfit. I didn't hear any mention of formal reserves long-term for predictable expenses like building repairs. Many organizations do have formal reserves at least 10 years out for these things. The only truly unpredictable wild card in the perfect storm is if CPB cuts back. The rest are all predictable expenses. It seems that the pressure to hire more employees has squeezed too high a percentage of the money into employee expenses and is squeezed too little of it into capital and repair areas in the budget. And if the ground-up pressure is to push things that way too far, then the top-down pressure from this board has to be to push back the other way. Now, fiduciary responsibility, and I've been on nonprofit boards, I've managed, I've chaired, it is not only defined in popular dictionaries, it is also defined in legislation, case law, which I urge you to look into in California, and prevailing standards of good practice. Thank you.
Thank you.
What I'm concerned about is the issues that the Pacifica Board has to deal with this year, and that is the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, and that we're coming up for a proposal. And I imagine that you have to put your position on why you should be funded for this coming year. And I suggest to this board that you'd better sharpen your teeth and your nails and get ready for a fight. You might not have a fight on receiving that money that's coming to the Pacifica Foundation, but I think you'd better really begin to meet and strategize around how that money is going to come to Pacifica. I think it's a very serious, we got a very fascistic administration, and they are just removing money hand over fist. The fundraising here in New York on Channel 13 and 21 lasted at least 2.5 months. So the money, that's a long time for Channel 13 to stay on the air to raise money. Nothing was shown. And I'm telling you, you better get ready for a fight. You better sharpen your nails and your teeth and get ready for a struggle, because it's going to be a struggle to get that money, because Bush is going to is removing money left and right from programs all over this country. And he's not interested in public broadcasting. And so I want each and every one of these board members, national board members, who represent these stations across this country to begin to think about organizing people to fund the radio public sector of this country, because he is ready to remove money. He is wiping out the public sector of this country.
Thank you. That ends our public participation. I want to thank everyone.
Mr. Chair, can we take...
What? Time is over. I'm sorry. I wish... Yeah.
Mr. Chair, can we yes. take a moment to order our food and then come back?
Well, I want to know what the board wants to do. We first got to get the results of the election.
Hello. Regarding the results of who will be on the search committee of executive director of the Pacifica Foundation, on behalf of KPFK, Dave, he was the only candidate, 21 votes.
Yeah.
KPFT, Mike, he was the only candidate, 20 votes. WPFW, he was the only candidate, 21 votes.
Who? Mark.
Mark Roberts. On behalf of the affiliates, Steve Pierce, 21 votes. Full confidence. And KPFA had two candidates, Fadi and William. Fadi got 14 votes. And for BAI, the candidates were Patty Heffley and Bob Lederer. And it's Bob who got 19 votes.
Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I note that the committee includes no women and only one staff rep, so I would decline and make space for Marie Armudian if she would accept participating in the committee.
What's your pleasure? Dave said there are no women, and he would decline to accept.
There's one staff member and no women.
And it says
Julie. She's not staff.
You know, I want to speak. No, I shouldn't speak for Julie, but I am going to mention it, because the reason Julie's not here today, and she's the vice chair, is because of her commitments to the Cesar Chavez foundation organization, okay? And she is so very busy. I think she would appreciate me declining for her.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Dave.
I'm prepared to decline for somebody that we can put in at this moment. If Julie is interested in considering, we can, as a caucus, the KPFK directors can make that decision. We have in the past done that so that we accommodate the various interests, but we don't know if she's willing or able to do that. If the idea is we wait until we know, then that's a separate question. But I think for now,
can't do it.
That's true.
Rame.
Can we see those
back? So what are you saying? That I can't withdraw?
It has to be reballoted.
Yeah.
If Maria needs to be on the committee, we can agree to that as a board. Everyone needs to pull out a ballot right now and do it. So we need it written down. That's why we don't have committee listings for the last election, because I don't have all the ballots. So if we do it, do the ballots, do the report, it's fine. Does Maria even accept? We haven't heard.
Yeah, Julie's not here. I'd be willing to do it if the board wanted me to do it. I'm not attached to, you know, more responsibility or less responsibility. I'm just here to serve. So whatever you guys want is what I'm willing to do.
Reem?
Yeah, I have been questioned by this side of the table as to how could Bob Lederer have been elected and asked to recount, in a sense that if he let me finish. In a sense that if he got 19 votes, then Paddy could have had only 4 votes. Let me reiterate the runoff voting. Runoff voting means when people put 1 and 2, the 2 rolls towards the 1. So what happened is in the first round, Bob Lederer got 12 votes, Paddy Hafley got 8 votes, and then there was somebody who put 1 and 1 for each, which gives it a half. So when Patty gets less than the top votes, all of the people that said 2, it becomes a 1. So that's how come Bob has 19 votes. It's just, it's just describing what happened. Right. Transfer votes.
All right. Thank you.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I took one of the ballots.
Marty.
That's.
I need signatures.
Mr. Chair, I don't think that's how IRB voting goes.
But Marty, it's still 12.
It's still 12, but I just I understand that, and I did not. I just want to make clear that what we were saying is not that Bob didn't win. He obviously won, but that the count sounded weird.
Dave?
My understanding of IRB is this. If I withdraw and the seat is open, then people can nominate whom they wish and we hold an IRB election. So if people want to nominate Julie, they can. If she comes in first and declines, the second place finisher would get it. If Maria gets first place and she declines, the second place finisher would get it.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
One thing we neglected to do this weekend is to make sure that Steve is on officially on committees. One of them is the affiliates committee, and the other is the technical committee. And so I would just ask for unanimous acclamation by the board to seat him on these committees.
I move unanimous consent that Mr. Pierce be moved to be placed on these committees.
Second. Is there a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Discussion.
Is there a discussion?
Just a quick item.
About what?
Again, a ballot needs to be passed. I mean, if I know I'm not the secretary anymore, I'm just trying to keep us on point because there is no secretary, and it's up to you all if you want to proceed that way.
There's no other candidate.
I know, but...
That's why I stated unanimous consent. I moved unanimous consent.
Yeah. I'm over it.
He's right, though. Mr. Chair,
Sorry. I just want to know what we're voting on. Now, what did you say?
The motion, unanimous consent
that Steve Pierce be placed on
the affiliate and technology.
Affiliates and the technology committees.
All right.
Okay. Since we didn't have an affiliates representative when we did the elections.
All right. Yes.
Wendy and Rob.
I'm assuming we already passed that, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, my thing is not related to that, but will you call on me afterwards, please?
Okay. Rob?
At the same time, could we let Mr. Warren, Michael Tarif Warren, participate in some of the committees? He was not able to be at the session in January, so we don't have the benefit of his participation as well.
Yes, and we noticed that, Mr. Warren.
We need Mr. Warren.
You gotta get on.
We know where you live, and we came to get you.
The same thing goes for Ngozi, unless I'm just putting her in the place
That's
of Teresa.
Right.
Which I don't know that works. That's why I'm saying we can sit here and talk about putting people on committees, but according to our bylaws...
We do that at a phone meeting.
It may need to be authorized, but I have been placed on committees, COI and program.
And audit?
I don't know about audit now. I'm not aware of that. I'm sorry. Didn't know about that.
What's the pleasure of the body on the resolution?
I move to call a question.
Mr. Warren, I'm open to serve on whatever committees I can best get.
Point of order. Yes.
I've called the question.
Well, actually, remember the structure of the committees is one person from each signal area, and so there it would have to, unless they want to redo the election for BAI, I would think that you could join any PNB committee as an LSB member, I think.
Point of order.
You can't add additional people.
No. We dealt with that last year.
Okay.
Can we just have each station area caucus about their composition of committees and report back at the next meeting, and we'll do ballots by mail? Can we do that? Because, I mean, that's the problem with what happens on the last day of a board meeting, is we think of all this stuff, and then it gets crazy. That's why you don't have minutes for the meeting. Because all this crazy
stuff. Respectfully, that's not why. It didn't get done in the interim. Don't blame it on...
I move the question of the motion
about Steve.
Mm-hmm. About Steve. Right.
There was a motion by Mike. Would you repeat it, please, so we can vote?
Motion is to move unanimous consent to place Steve Pierce on the Affiliates and Technology Committees. Okay. Unanimous consent motion to put Steve Pierce on the Affiliates and Technology Committee.
All those in favor, raise your hand. It passes.
I'm just trying to sound,
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Since that passed, I have something else. Since Dave has resigned from the committee, I would like to nominate Maria Armudian as the KPFK representative to the committee.
Is there a second?
Point of information? I know what you said with the process. I thought the suggestion that Dave had was better, that we put both names, and if somebody... I nominate Julie Rodriguez for the same committee.
Second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. We've got two nominees for the committee.
But we're not voting on them now.
Yes.
Well, how do we know if anyone wants to do it?
If she does not, then she automatically becomes the
president. Okay.
But, I mean, the only thing, my concern is one of the reasons why we're doing it is because we said there were no women. And there's, one person, I mean, we have to be careful, there's one person of color also, so.
Could we combine both?
There are no Latinos, I mean, let's be careful.
And I'm about tired of being categorized as white, too.
The.
I got him from William.
What is that?
I didn't look.
Mr. Chair, could you tell us what is left on our agenda that you believe we should be covering here? Have we ever had the ED report
We have
never had the executive committee session.
Yes. No. It's just.
Okay. Put them. Make them this size. These ballots are. The ballots are different. This is what we're using.
Oh, wait.
Just use this. Okay, yeah, that's what I used. I used my name.
Marty?
Yes.
We have not had the ED's report.
He has submitted it to us in writing and says he doesn't need to present it to us. I don't know how the board feels about that, and I don't know where we want to go with if the executive session. It's right about 1:30?
Yes, it is. Do we want to raise questions with the executive director? And is there a necessity for an executive session?
Yes, there is.
What is the necessity?
Personnel.
What do you mean, personnel? What personnel?
What are we voting
on? There are issues that were brought up in the past that, from my understanding, are being brought up again in executive session.
All right, then we better have an executive session real quick.
I haven't checked out.
Have all the board members checked out?
Someone else needs to keep time.
If you have not, you better do it now.
Julie accepts the nomination to the committee.
Okay.
Called her?
What happened?
She called Julie. She accepts the nomination.
Julie accepted
the nomination.
The marvels of cell phones, eh?
Wait till all the... Have all the ballots been...
Between Maria and Julie?
Would you make it right?
Yeah.
Julie has accepted. Could you
Will there be like three more elections while I check out? I hope not.
Mr. Chair, did you announce that Julie said she would be interested?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that Julie will be interested.
Everyone knows, but he said it.
Dave just told us that Julie would accept.
No, does accept.
Does accept.
Can I speak?
Hold on until we get these ballots in.
Sure. Yeah.
Can we get a new counter?
Where's Jim? We need Jim back.
We need a new counter.
Jim Brown?
Is Jim Brown in the room? Ah, there you are, Jim.
Can't have any more. Oh, wait, y'all. We get to eat. Reem, I move we have a new counter. Oh, wait, I'm kidding. Don't be coming back giving them funny numbers, all right?
Reem? Upset the whole right wing here.
Oh,
Reem.
They're about to go with each other. I thought you said you were going to put me in the gap. I'm sorry.
That's what was going on.
He's leaving.
He would be like, I
not quite yet. Not quite yet.
No, what she said.
Body. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what, though?
That's
it's
okay.
True that the caucuses are right there. The Caucasian people.
Having been told that we need an executive session.
I need.
All right. Bob?
I have a motion on the question of executive session.
I would move that that the board hold an executive session within 2 weeks by conference call, and that we have some urgent business, public business, that we have not gotten to today that we really have to deal with concerning the executive director's report, and also a matter he's brought to our attention concerning a document request from two directors. And perhaps there are other matters that other directors have to put on the table, and I'm not aware of anything that is so time-sensitive that it cannot wait 2 weeks, and so that would be my motion.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we have the executive session within 2 weeks. Eric, are there objections?
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll have a discussion of it. Donna, Zarina, Fadi.
What are we discussing?
His motion.
Oh, okay.
Executive session.
What's his motion?
My motion was to not hold an executive session today, but instead to hold one by conference call within 2 weeks.
And second from
Michael Warren. Michael Tarif Warren seconded it.
Okay, let's go. Donna.
Okay. The main reason why I object is because I'm not going to be able to be on that conference call. I will be out of the country. I'm not calling from Germany or Italy. The other thing is, because I chaired the personnel committee, there are things that we need to talk about that should be an executive session. And I really believe I need to be here because there's a faction of our committee, and it needs to be at least told so that the board can decide how to proceed.
Zarina?
Yes, I would like to say that, in all earnest, that I was hoping that we were going to have the executive session, but since we may not, I would like us to look at time management when it comes to all of the issues that we deal with quarterly, because we are usually on the phone for 4 and 5 hours, and I don't know how many listeners know that, but sometimes even longer than that. On the East Coast, we might be on until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I resent that. I came here, as I said earlier, like Mike did and a couple of other people, to do some work. We spent an inordinate amount of time on some issues that really I felt should have been dealt with those specific LSBs. And if we have to deal with issues that are a part of an LSB, because WPFW is going through some things too at the moment, but I do believe, Mr. Chair and others, that you need to be able to end the discussion and have some sort of time management, a time frame, for just as you've been doing with the listeners. You know, and I feel for them, because when they come up and they have 2 minutes and then they get their time thing shown in their face, I have been out in that audience too. And I do feel that if we've come here to do work, then we need to do the work and put some of those other issues aside. And let me say, because I'm talking for a moment, some of you men talk a long time, so don't ever talk about how long women talk.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that this is very important that we have executive session here in New York City. At our last telephone conference meeting, there was discussion, and we said we will have executive session at this meeting. And some of us, including myself, suggested that we should have executive session on Friday so that it is done and taken care of. Obviously, that didn't occur, but I do hope that we will have executive session. It's critical, especially due to Donna's comments. I mean, she is a chair of a committee.
Point of information.
Michael?
Yeah. Donna, perhaps it might help if we find out when you're departing for, and I suppose it's Germany and Italy.
Today,
and you'll be gone for 2 weeks? 4 weeks? Well, perhaps maybe we could have a limited executive session or an executive session on a limited number of pressing issues, and perhaps have the second part of it when you arrive back within the belly of the beast. Well, how about that? Without you, great. Yeah. That's fine.
Mark,
and that's an amendment.
Okay. First of all, I'm also on that personnel committee meeting, which you know didn't meet again until yesterday and the day before, or whatever. So I don't agree with Donna that there's a pressing matter before that committee, especially since the ED is now, leaving. The whole point of that committee was an evaluation and contract, and he's not even going to be here. So I don't think we should tell everybody to leave on the basis of the personnel committee. If there's something else, but that to me is a dead issue anyway. It's a dead horse. Why beat it? And I really would like to, I'm talking right now, and I also would really like, when I was just handed this letter here, I do think we need to address this whole board issue with the financial documents and board members hiring attorneys and showing up at stations without discussing it with the board. We need to talk about that.
Dave?
That is a matter involving legal and confidential issues with the potential to create liability for the foundation, and that is why I suggest that we go into executive session to deal with it.
Point of information?
Yes.
Can I ask Dan Coughlin? Do you agree with Dave Adelson's statement that the matters related to the document request and the letter we've just handed requires us to consider this in executive session? Or are there aspects of this?
I haven't read the letter.
Well, perhaps we could ask for him to read the letter and then answer the question after he's read it as to whether, any of this can be discussed in public session, according to your understanding of the law.
While we're waiting for that, Reem, give us the results.
Okay. The candidates for the KPFK representative on the executive director search of the Pacifica Foundation are Julie and Maria. Maria got 11 votes, Julie got 9 votes, and somebody wrote Dave as a number 2. So it makes Maria win with 11 votes.
I refuse to.
There were only 20 ballots cast.
Only 20? Okay.
Yeah, I would answer yes. It appears that two directors have entered into an adversarial relationship with the foundation, and therefore that matter should be handled in executive session, presumably without those two directors who have entered into an adversarial relationship with the foundation.
Wait. I don't think that's the case.
What's the pleasure of the board?
There's a current motion.
There is a motion on the floor.
Motion.
Would you read it,
by
please?
Letter, seconded by M. Warren to hold an executive session by phone in 2 weeks. That's actually the motion.
That's what I thought.
Well, but wait.
I move to close debate.
Move to close debate.
Can I have permission just to ask if there could be unanimous consent to withdraw my motion?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Got to
be consent by the body to withdraw the motion.
He said ask for unanimous consent to withdraw. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's withdrawn.
All right, with that.
We'll now call for an executive session.
Yes.
Would you please?
Excuse me, before you ask the audience to leave, the public to leave, can we specify the time as to whether we will come back into a public session afterwards, which I believe we have to do on some other matters?
Is there a time constraint that would be
acceptable?
Point of
information?
Yes.
What are the other matters, please?
I was under the impression that we were still going to hear from the executive director on his general report and on any issues he wants to pose to us about the transition process. And also, go ahead, Ray.
Also, I've been told that we would have 5 minutes to just summarize what's happening on the National Committee of Inclusion.
So,
or perhaps we could do those quickly first and then go into the session.
No, let's go into the session and get this over with. How much time do you think we need? It's now 1:45.
With this group?
shall we set a limit of, 30 minutes? 45 minutes? 30 minutes?
For the entire executive session?
Yes.
That's not long enough.
That's not long enough.
I think we need 1 hour from 3 o'clock.
Yes, there are. Excuse me.
Wait. People have to leave, though, right? Five.
Nobody has to leave before 3.
Yes, okay. Patty.
There are other issues besides the issue of alleged entering into antagonistic situation with this foundation. There is a situation that's been put off an executive session twice about the results of the investigation at WBAI, which has never been forwarded to the personnel committee either where it was supposed to be, and I think we need to get that report.
How is that going to be considered an executive session?
It was listed in the agenda.
Do we have a report?
What agenda?
In the agenda that Ambrose originally elaborated, the executive session included that question, I thought.
What question?
The question of the status of that issue.
No?
Okay. But I move a one-hour executive session.
Second.
What was your move?
To have a 1 hour.
1 hour.
Let's go.
All right. Could you please,
we got a vote.
Non-board members, please remove from the room.